would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and breakfast at Wimbledon. Been a struggle so far for Novak Djokovic. They are in the third set right now, and the youngster, Carlos Alcaraz, is up 2-0, and running around the court, looking great, looking beautiful, but at the end of the day, you just never know. You got to keep playing until it's all over. Speaking of that, Summer League basketball is in play now. We got Summer League action happening. We got Major League Baseball in full throttle. We got the All-Star Game literally right around the corner, home run derby style, all that good stuff. Obviously, we can talk NFL. We can talk NBA. Mike Wilson, my brother, how are you this morning, man?
I am doing good, my friend, but everybody out there should know it was your birthday yesterday. You made another year going around the sun, so happy belated birthday to you, and hope you had a great day. But yeah, look, I'm ready to talk college football, I'm ready to talk NFL, I'm ready to talk NBA, Wimbledon, whatever you want to talk about, man. Let's do it.
Yeah, you were at the Big 12 media stuff, so I'll get your thoughts and opinions about that as well. So obviously tons to talk about on the other side. We'll hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. We'll talk some Major League Baseball with him, so keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Alrighty, welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Novak Djokovic and Carlos Alcaraz on the TV right now. Breakfast at Wimbledon edition of the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You gotta love that. You got, when you're given this gift, you gotta run with it. But speaking of running with it, we gotta run with John Poulter, our professor of sports, who's with us too. We'll talk Major League Baseball. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. I'm doing very well, thanks. How about you?
No complaints. I'm watching tennis. I'm enjoying what I'm seeing, other than the fact that I'm a big Novak Djokovic fan, and Carlos Alcaraz seems to have every answer at this moment in time. But just got back from the great up north, Arizona, cooler country, better days, where I can think and breathe and not be gasping for air in 115 degree weather. So I'm back to reality, John. I don't know. I'm doing okay, but I'm back to reality now.
I have a friend who's considering moving to the greater Phoenix area. He's looking at moving to Surprise. And I said to him, I should put you in touch with a friend of mine who lives down there, and he'll tell you that the temperature in the summer is not a whole bunch of fun. So he'd probably be a little concerned hearing what you said this morning about the weather.
Yeah, I mean, it's hot. There's no lying about it. That, you know, Mike brags in January, but you know, like I always tell you, you know, you always notice a little different tone with Mike at a certain point. And he stops talking about our great weather, and all of a sudden he just kind of leaves you alone about it. So
I've noticed that.
It's 100 and stupid.
Exactly. Speaking of that, Baltimore Orioles on top. Well, now they're neck and neck with the Yankees in that American League East. So that, again, we've talked about it every single week. It's just going to be a lot of fun to watch. But I think the interesting thing in that division to kind of keep your eye on is the Boston Red Sox, who are very close, but seems like it's a long way away. They're only 4.5 games out, obviously in play for a wild card, so that's good for them. The Guardians continue to play extremely well. Minnesota has seemed to have found their groove a little bit lately as well, playing pretty well. Kansas City starting to slip back a little bit, but still in the mix, over 500. Then you look at the American League West, where Seattle still has the lead. But, John, you talked about this a couple weeks ago, maybe last week. I don't remember exactly. But the truth is The Astros seem to be coming a little bit. The Rangers still haven't found themselves completely yet, but still got a little bit of time. We're 95 games into the season now, so you know, you kind of know what you have at your hands right now. And you know, I've been talking about how good the Yankees and how good Baltimore is, but again, I will give credit where credit is due. Philadelphia just continues to win, and they're winning at a great clip, 62-33. So obviously, the most wins in all of Major League Baseball. You got to give them their props where props are due. But I also got to give props to Atlanta Braves, just continuing to grind this out. 10 games over .500. We know about all the problems and issues they have. The Mets are starting to find themselves too. They've won 5 straight now, and they're over .500 for the first time in a long time that I can remember. So good to see them playing decent baseball at this point. The Natties are giving the Brew Crew some fits and troubles, but the Brew Crew kind of figured things out, it seemed like, yesterday. Brew Crew, my team, they're on top of the Central, but they're making it way too interesting with the St. Louis Cardinals, who they're coming along, man. They're playing pretty well at this point, 5 games over .500 now. Then the rest of the division is kind of not much to talk about. Then you look at the West, where there's been some changes. I mean, not with the Dodgers or anything, guys, but the Diamondbacks are now in second place there. They're a couple games over .500. I'll tell you what, man, Torrey Lovello, this guy is, I look at him as one of the best managers in all of baseball. But, John, I think it's starting to clear out a lot more. I said it last week. I kind of started thinking things are settling in. But even more so this week, I feel like things have really kind of settled in to where we know the cream of the crop, and we know the pretenders, and we know the contenders. What say you?
Yeah, I agree with you on that. That interesting race in the American League East, essentially they're tied at the top. It's just the number of games they've played that have made the difference. Baltimore 3-7 in their last 10, and we talked about the fact that they'd made a little surge when we chatted this time last week. The Yankees not any much better at 4-6. So are these two teams sort of trying to come back to the rest of the pack? You mentioned the Red Sox 7-3 in their last 10. I don't see them, quite frankly, as a division candidate, but I do see them as a wild card candidate. As it sits right now, they'd be in that third wild card spot with a one-game lead over Kansas City. Houston coming big time. We've talked about that a couple of times. I mentioned that the Astros were here at the beginning of July, played 4 good games against Toronto, won 3 of them quite easily. I'm saying that playing the Blue Jays is any great shakes right now. You talked about the Diamondbacks, and the reason they're 2 games over .500 is because of the way they've played the last 2 nights in that series in Phoenix. But in the American League, Cleveland comfortable at 4.5 and 58 wins. Much better season than I think any of us would have predicted for the Guardians at the start of the season. I don't think any of us thought that it was going to be doom and gloom, but I don't think any of us would have sat here and said that with a 617 percentage that the Guardians would be leading that division at this point in time. The Phillies still on a pace to win 105, 106 games. They've been pretty consistent with that the last couple of months. To your point, the Braves eight games behind, or 9.5 games, I guess, behind now. I have to wonder how close that race might have been if Atlanta had been healthy. But, you know, it's the old story. Could have, would have, should have. We will never know. You talked about your Brewers, and they're starting to feel a little bit of heat from the Cardinals. And I don't know whether you saw what happened in that Cardinal game last night. The Cubs got a run in the top of the first inning, and then the Cardinals had one of those innings where just everything went right for them and everything went wrong for the Cubs. And next thing you know, the Cardinals have put up 9 runs. So that game was pretty much over after 1 inning. And in the West, the Diamondbacks mentioned coming back now. They're 7 games back along with the Padres. Not a real threat to the Dodgers, but certainly in that wild card race. And they have a chance to sweep that series with the Blue Jays this afternoon. And quite frankly, if both teams play the same way that they have in the last 2 games, I can see that being an Arizona sweep as we head into the All-Star break.
Good morning, John. And
good morning, Mike.
I'm certainly not going to brag about the 100 and stupid that we've been having here in the valley. I don't think anybody is. Like, I don't even want to get in my car and go anywhere. It's just been that hot. But I have two questions for you. First one, yesterday the Dodgers just have a meltdown. Like, they give up the 7 runs to Detroit. They lose an extra innings after, I think they were up like 9-4 or something like that, going into the 9th inning, and they blow it. My question with that is that a concern for the Dodgers? You let go of a big lead like that. Is that something that we got to keep our eye on? And then the second question is, I may not even be as complicated as it sounds. Is Houston going to catch Seattle? I mean, they're only a game back. I mean, they're basically, in my head, they're kind of tied. But what's it going to take for the Mariners to kind of hold them off and win that division?
Well, looking at your Dodger question first, I guess it's a similar situation to that of a closer who goes in and blows a lead. They got to forget about this really quickly and realize it's one game out of 162 and make sure that it doesn't happen again. If we start to see a trend of it happening 3 times in 5 games or 4 times in a week or 7 times in a 10-game stretch, probably something to really worry about. But that's a veteran team. Lots of veteran players on that team. They're clearly missing Mookie Betts. That's not something that they anticipated. But, you know, when you've got guys like Freddie Freeman around and you've got Ohtani around, although he's new to the team, he's still respected, and he's now a veteran. He's not a rookie anymore. The Dodgers' big problem is going to continue to be pitching. And we say that, even though they went out and spent big bucks in the free agency market over the winter time, you look at the Dodger rookies in the starting rotation. You got two guys holding down starting rotation spots that are rookies, but the better of the two is Gavin Stone. And how many of us would have thought that was going to be the way that it would work out when we talk about the All-Star break in July? So I think the Dodgers have to put it out of mind very quickly, and they have to move on, and that's where Dave Roberts and his coaching staff come into play. They got to get these guys on the straight and narrow. You talk about Houston. I think Houston can catch Seattle. I've seen Houston play, I'm going to say, maybe 8 or 9 times in the past month, and each time I've seen them, they've impressed me. I thought they played very well, considering the number of injuries they've had, specifically to their starting rotation. And I think that race in the West is going to be like the Baltimore-Yankee race. Somebody's going to make a move and get a couple of extra players, and the other team's going to counter it. And I think we're going to see a lot of back and forth the rest of the season.
Let's take a break. John Polt, our professor of sports, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline. Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Welcome back, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter, comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. So, when it's the right time, obviously we're going to talk NHL hockey. But at this time, we are talking Major League Baseball. All-Star game coming up. John, honestly, it's like I feel like I haven't really gotten into the baseball spirit yet. It always takes me a little bit of time because obviously there's a lot going on in the world in general, but I feel like after the All-Star break is kind of when I start focusing a little bit more on what I'm seeing on the diamond. Are you excited for the All-Star game? What are your thoughts on the All-Star game in general?
I'm nowhere near as excited as I was 30 years ago. Probably not as excited as I was 20 years ago. It's a different game now. One of the things, and this is, I'm very much a traditionalist when it comes to sports, and specifically baseball. Two things I liked about the Major League Baseball game. One, of all the Major League sports, the game was the closest to the actual game of any sport. It looked like a baseball game. It wasn't a football game where there was no hitting. It wasn't a hockey game where there was no defense and no hitting. It wasn't a basketball game where somebody was going to score 150 points. It was the closest thing to the real thing. But the second thing I always liked about the All-Star game was that before interleague play was and the World, and other than the World Series, it was the only time we got to see the American League versus the National League. That to me was pretty special. Now we see it every day. There's three or four games every day that are interleague games. So there's a lot of the mystique has been taken away from it. And the fact that players now jump from the American League to the National League and back and forth all the time, that's a factor. But the real key for me was that at the baseball game, players used to wear their own team uniforms, and you knew who everybody was. They looked like baseball players. Now they come out in these uniforms that are dark colors, and all the players are wearing the same uniform, and it's literally like a regular baseball game with a team in one color against a team in another. I really used to enjoy the mystique of seeing guys in their own uniforms. So I don't look at the game anywhere near as closely and as keen as I was 20 years ago, and certainly not 30 years ago, to me, it's a whole different thing now. It's more of an event than it is a game, and I'm disappointed that I have to look at it that way. But, you know, you asked me the question, so I got to tell you how I feel.
I like it. Go ahead, Mike.
I like it too, because I'm kind of the same way. I liked it when they wore their own unis. But John, you know, we're creeping closer and closer to the deadline. You know, the trade deadline. People are going to be loading up and trying to get more pitching or hitters, depending on the circumstance of their team. And depending on the circumstance of their team, they're going to be unloading people and all that kind of stuff. But we're also getting closer to the playoffs day by day. Is Texas going to be loading up on some pitching, some hitting, and are they even going to get a chance to defend their title come playoff time?
Well, to answer your last question first, I don't think they're going to win that division. I'd be surprised if they get to the postseason, because they got off to such a horrendous start, and they're playing in a very tight division. And we've already talked about the fact that Houston and Seattle are ahead of them. The Angels and the Athletics, not a factor, so I think the Rangers are probably the third-place team in that division, unless they catch fire or one of the two teams ahead of them goes into the tank big time. I think at the best the Rangers are going to find themselves in a wild card spot. I think it's going to be tough for them to defend that title. In terms of other teams, you're going to see a few teams dumping players, and I think you're going to see a few teams trying to load up, specifically pitching as always, and some depth throughout the rest of the lineup. And I think one of the teams that's going to be making a big move to sell guys is my hometown Blue Jays. They have been a huge disappointment. It seems like every week they find at least one new way to lose. I can't remember the last time I looked at a week's worth of stats for the Blue Jays and I didn't look at it and say, well, they were 3-4 this week, or they were 4-3 this week, or they were 2-5 this week. They haven't had a good week, and I don't know how long. That, to me, is very concerning. And quite frankly, I think the window is closing very quickly on this group that they have in Toronto right now, and I think some changes need to be made, not necessarily in the pitching standpoint, but certainly in the hitting standpoint. These guys have all got big reputations, and they're coming out flat. They're just not playing very well. I think it's time for some changes. Be interesting to see whether they agree with me, and if they do, what they deal for. Do they deal for prospects? Do they deal for major league players? Do they deal for international bonus pool money? I think it's some key decisions to be made by Blue Jays management.
Talking about the wild card, and we are talking with our professor of sports, John Poulter, Major League Baseball. Looking at the wild card, in all honesty, who in your humble opinion, like, has to make the wild card? So what I mean by that is, like, the Yankees are probably a shoo-in, or Baltimore is probably a shoo-in if they don't win their division, right? But then would Minnesota get in? Would Boston make it? Would Kansas City? Would the Astros? Like, there's a bunch of teams, right, in line right there where you just don't know exactly who's going to get that second spot. So, and then you look at the National League, the Atlanta Braves, I'm not going to say they're a shoo-in, okay, but they're the front runner at this point. Then you got the Cardinals, then you got the Mets, then you got the D-backs, then you got the Padres. In some weird way, I feel like the Padres, they're the team in the National League that has to make the wild card at a bare minimum, because they were supposed to be able to contend and compete with the LA Dodgers, but that hasn't seemed to come to fruition, John. So, in your opinion, like, who has to make the wild card to make it a successful season?
Well, I would agree with you. The Padres, to me, would be the obvious answer. We've waited so many years for them to compete with the Dodgers, and they haven't done it. They haven't played all that well when they have got to the postseason. They've come up flat several times. They've loaded up big time on stars, and they've let a couple of those go. They signed Hader, and they signed Soto, or traded for both of them. That didn't work out, so they've let both of those guys go, but there's still an awful lot of money there that's tied up in players. that almost to me is a team that has to make it. I think the Braves are probably a shoo-in. They're three games up on the wild card at the moment, but then, as you mentioned, it gets really tight. You've got the Cardinals, then you've got the Mets, the Diamondbacks, the Padres, even the Pirates with a bit of a run in that rather weak central division of the National League. The Pirates are only 2.5 games out of a wild card spot. You know, maybe we shouldn't be counting them out either. Looking at the American League, I would agree with you that the loser of the Baltimore-Yankee race for the American League East is probably a shoo-in. But after that, that's another one that gets tight. You know, the Twins a game and a half up, the Red Sox in the third spot, Kansas City only one out, and the Astros, although they're 2.5 out, we talked a few minutes ago about the fact that they have a pretty good chance of catching Seattle, so maybe Seattle replaces Houston in that wild card race. Those two teams just flip-flop, and we go from there. I think once you get down to Tampa at 5.5 games out and then the Tigers at 7, I think that's a stretch for those two teams to get in, not only because of the number of games they are behind, but the number of teams they have to jump to get to the top of that wild card race. So I agree with you. I think the Padres are the team with the biggest targets on their back right now in terms of having to make the postseason.
John, as quick as you can, because we're kind of getting up against the break here, how good of a World Series would it be if it was the Yankees or Orioles against the Phillies?
I think it would be very interesting, especially because of the geography. I'd love to see Baltimore and Philadelphia, because we've seen the Yankees there a million times. They've won a million times. I've got to think Baltimore-Philadelphia would be a great World Series, and certainly one that we'd like in the East because the games would be at the proper time.
John, appreciate you as always. We'll catch up next week. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, guys. Take care. Stay cool, and we'll chat next week.
John Polt, our professor of sports, hanging out with us here on the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud.
Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and we've got a final at the men's championship, Wimbledon. Carlos Alcaraz wins back-to-back Wimbledons against Novak Djokovic. Look, the game at 5-4 in the third set, Mike. Obviously, Carlos Alcaraz is up 40-love, and somehow, some way, he has some little setbacks, and Joker gets a second life, pushes the third set to a tie break. But the kid has all the answers for who I think is the greatest of all time in Novak Djokovic. And, you know, you shot me a text saying, oh, we got a great third set going. We did. I mean, look, it was much better than the first two, 6-2, 6-2, the first two sets, and 7-6 in the third set. But I was just saying to Katie, like, literally, you know, she's saying, well, it's great for that kid, and look how excited he is, and this and that and the other. And I don't disagree with that. I agree with it. But when I see finals, I want to see it go the distance. I want to see it going where guys are being stressed and pushed to the limits. And we didn't get that in this final. Last year it went five sets. It was a great match. This year, to me, Joker just never looked. He never looked completely comfortable out there. Looked like he was playing from behind. Obviously, he was playing from behind when you're down two sets. But in general, you got to give all the credit in the world to Carlos Alcaraz for going out there and playing a tremendous tournament, a tremendous match. He's not afraid of the big moment. So you have to appreciate a young guy like this who rises to the occasion time and time again. And that's why they're setting the bar so high, saying this kid could win 30 some odd majors. I mean, he's 21 years old, Mike, and you know he's already got about a handful. So you got to give credit where credit is due, and you know, Novak Djokovic being the great champion that he is, you just got to tip your hat to Carlos Alcaraz for going back to back in 23 and 24 at the championships, Wimbledon. The kid is great. He is the definition of greatness. It's true.
Yeah, no, I mean, I defer to you with anything tennis related, but you know, watching this, it's just one of those things where you know greatness kind of when you see it, right? It's just different. And Alcaraz kind of, he has youth on his side. Now he's won back-to-back Wimbledons. What other majors has he won, Andy? Or is it Wimbledon is it? Or I want to say, like, he's won a U.S. Open and yes. and maybe yes. An Australian.
No, just okay. The U.S. I believe he's got three now. So we can always look it up here in a second. But look,
right,
the character, the charisma, the wisdom beyond his years, the total game. The variety that he has, the way that he moves around the court, he's got a very likable right. personality. Like he does it, you know. He's much like Rafael Nadal in that sense, where you just people appreciated how hard he played out there, and they appreciated what he put into playing. And it's the same thing for Carlos. Right. Like, this kid is a lot of fun to watch. Don't get me wrong. See, like, I was holding out, obviously, for Joker because I'm a big time Novak Djokovic fan, and I, you know, there's always been this conversation on the big three where who's the GOAT, who's the greatest, and you know what I have found to be so great about Novak Djokovic is that, look, he's 37, 38 years old, and he's still able to get to major finals. Like, and the way he did this, 6 weeks after knee surgery, like, come on, man. You know, there's a couple of different ways to look at it. I was having this conversation with my buddy the other day. You know, you can look at it and you can say, wow, it's such a major accomplishment that Djokovic is able to return to the game 6 weeks after having a surgery and get himself to a Wimbledon final where we know how good he is on the grass. Like, we know that. But at the same time, he just had surgery. And 6 weeks after that surgery, he makes it to another final. It's impressive as all hell, right? On one side, right? But then on the other side of it, you're saying to yourself, like, how is it possible for a guy that had surgery 6 weeks ago to come out here and dominate the way that he did? Maybe the competition isn't as great as it was in the past. I don't know exactly the answer, right? But you can also then here's the other way to look at it. Novak Djokovic injured a little bit late in his career. Rafael Nadal injured a little bit late in his career, and one guy is still having a ton of success, whereas the other guy can barely even get out on a court anymore. So there's so many ways to look at the greatness of Novak Djokovic and how he's accomplished this for so many years, for so long. It's unbelievable. And then you look at this new guy, Carlos Alcaraz, at 21 years of age, where he's probably the best 21-year-old men's tennis player to ever step out on a court. Like, that's some serious high praise, man. And the future is extremely bright for this young man, for so many reasons, because first and foremost, he's likable, he's marketable, and he has the game to back up everything, right? So you have to appreciate the greatness of an old guy, and you have to appreciate the greatness of a young guy that we're going to see for the next 15 years. Like, it's a right. special moment in tennis history, if you ask me. But the one thing I'm really sad about is we're not talking about this for American tennis. We're talking about this for the Spaniards, and we're talking about this for the Italians with Jannik Sinner. We don't have the Americans at the top of the game right now, and to me, that's the only thing that I'm a little bit disappointed about. But I like the way that tennis is going, and I think the future of tennis is in great hands with the Jannik Sinners and the Carlos Alcarazes of the world, Mike. I really do.
No, I would look. I would absolutely agree with you on what you're saying about the Americans. Like, you know, I think we bring in that American audience more often, obviously, when we have players like we've had in the past that kind of drive the sport, right? Like, you know, the Sampras's of the world, and back in the day, Connor and McEnroe, and, you know, Chang, and, you know, all those guys that we got accustomed to and we got spoiled with from an American audience standpoint. But I am absolutely also with you in terms of watching this Alcaraz guy, Sinner. Like, these guys move so smooth, and just, they have, to me, and I'm being the layman tennis guy on the show, They just look like their ground strokes are just so smooth. They know what they're doing or what they're trying to do with their opponents. And, you know, like you said, Alcaraz has that personality. He's going to draw people to events and the TV because he has that personality to kind of bring it out and bring people to the television and bring them to the arena to watch the game. So, you know, from my standpoint, you know, I wish that there were more, you know, top Americans right now? Yeah, absolutely, of course. But I'm mature enough to realize this is what we're looking at now. This is who is at the top of the game in the tennis world, and I'll just sit back and appreciate it because I appreciate tennis.
Yeah, and let's not be mistaken to mention Barbara Krejčíková from yesterday,
right,
winning,
right,
that match over Pelini, who was playing fantastic tennis. The women put on an absolutely fantastic women's final, and you know, that was someone that was like the 31st seed, and I believe Pelini was the 7th seed. So here's
right.
The biggest difference, like, you know, we were just talking about the men's game. The biggest difference between the men's game and the women's game is that, for the most part, there's never going to be a seed that's like 25 in the men's final. Okay, like Gustav Musetti played,
right,
Joker, you know, for the semifinal, and he was the 25th seed. That just doesn't really happen in the men's game. Where on the other side, in the women's game, you know, there's so much parity, and it's almost like anybody can go out there and beat anybody. So there's something to find very intriguing and interesting about the women's game, where every matchup, it almost seems like every good matchup is going to go the distance, and that for the women that means three sets. Whereas with the men, and this is just in major events, right? Like the men play 3 out of 5. And this matchup we saw today with Djokovic and Alcaraz would have been a dream if it would have went 5 sets. Do you know what I'm saying? Whereas, like, when you look
at the
women's game, it's just a lot more conducive to them having 3-set matches when the matchups are really, really tight. Whereas in the men's game, this is a really tight match. On paper, you're looking at the two best players in the world, right? But the separation on any given day in the men's game, it's greater than that of the women's game. So like Djokovic and Alcaraz, in your head, you're thinking like this is going to be a four or five set match, but instead we got 3 sets because Carlos Alcaraz just played better. And ultimately, it is
right.
Such a daunting task to win a set on the men's side, is what I'm really trying to say. So I just give credit where credit is due. And the ability to go out there and dominate for 3 sets and not let your level slip. And his level slipped at 5-4 when he was up 40-love. But he regained his composure very quickly and was able to put it together and put a halt to whatever Novak Djokovic was doing to him. I hear the music. We got to take that final pause for the cause this hour. We'll come back and wrap things up. Carlos Alcaraz is your 2024 men's Wimbledon champion, beating Novak Djokovic in straight sets. We got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Ever Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
For the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and we've said it a couple few times already, but Carlos Alcaraz is your men's champion at Wimbledon, beating Novak Djokovic in straight sets, 6-2, 6-2, 7-6 in the third set. Amazing accomplishment by this young man. We got to give all the credit in the world to him for doing what he's done. So credit to him and kudos to Novak for reaching another Grand Slam final. By the way, I don't know if you know this or not, but the guy's been in 37 championships, like major finals. He's won 24 of them. It's a remarkable insane stat. It's absolutely crazy. It's insane. He's like the king of it. I'll compare. This is a good comparison, man. I'm gonna compare Novak Djokovic and his GOAT status to somebody else who a lot of people think is the GOAT, and that would be LeBron James. And what I'm gonna give both of them the title of is that they're the GOATs of
Sports Byline USA News. I'm Alex Dorfler.
And I'm Ben Murphy.
White Sox pitcher Michael Kopech pitches the first White Sox immaculate inning since 1923, when Sloppy Thurston threw the fifth immaculate inning in MLB history. Kopech, the right-handed flamethrower, struck out the Twins 6, 7, and 8 batters in 9 pitches to secure the save in the ninth inning. Kopech had started his career as a starter, but this season has been converted to a closer and has seen success. The 2024 Home Run Derby roster has been announced. The 8-man derby will contain Mets first baseman Pete Alonso, Phillies third baseman Alec Boehm, Dodgers outfielder Teoscar Hernandez, Marcell Ozuna from the Braves, Rangers outfielder Adolis Garcia, Orioles shortstop Gunnar Henderson, Guardians third baseman Jose Ramirez, and Royals shortstop Bobby Witt Jr. Pete Alonso is the favorite to win the Derby at plus 300 odds. Alonso has won the Derby twice before, once in 2019 and a second in 2021.
The stage is set in the Copa America tournament as Colombia defeated Uruguay on Wednesday night 1-0 to advance to the finals. Colombia will face off against Argentina Sunday night as Argentina looks to win their 16th Copa America tournament, which would give them the most wins ever in the tournament's history. Argentina is currently minus 165 to win the Copa tournament, with Colombia sitting at plus 350. The Euro 2024 final will officially be Spain versus England after England scored a go-ahead goal in the 90th minute to help them advance to the final round. On the other hand, Spain looks to win their fourth Euro tournament, which would be the most ever. Spain is currently minus 155 to win the tournament, with England at plus 120.
This is Sports in 60. I'm Marty Terrell on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Well, we told everyone that contributes to Sports Overnight America and Sports Weekend, the football season is well underway. And you say, wait, hold the phone. No, the games haven't started yet, but camps will soon be opening up to NFL players, college football players working out and practicing on their own. The football season right around the corner. And here at Sports Byline and Sports Overnight, we're ramping up with new contributors. Brock Hines is going to join us. Media Matters, NFL, college football, and the world of sports in detail. Soccer-wise, join us on Saturday nights for the First Touch with Tyler Levine, an outstanding soccer commentator and sports talk show host. Football season's here. European Premier League will ramp up in September. Stay with us right here. Sports in 60 on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by American Premium Vodka.
The U.S. soccer national team has announced that they are cutting ties with coach Greg Berhalter after failing to qualify for the Copa America 2024 tournament. Berhalter served as a U.S. coach from 2018 to his contract expiration in 2022 and was rehired in 2023 until the 2026 World Cup. Berhalter was let go just 10 months into his second contract.
After leaving the Patriots, the six-time Super Bowl-winning coach Bill Belichick takes a new job as a host of Inside the NFL. Belichick will host alongside Pro Bowl safety Ryan Clark, Pro Bowl wide receiver Chad Johnson, and former defensive end Chris Long. Belichick will also appear weekly on the Pat McAfee Show and will also do analysis for the Manning Cast.
The Tennessee Titans signed free agent safety Jamal Adams on Thursday morning. The 28-year-old signed a one-year contract with the Titans after spending his last 4 years with the Seattle Seahawks. After adding Super Bowl-winning cornerback L'Jarius Sneed and now Jamal Adams, the Titans look to bolster their secondary that ranked 17th in 2023.
Angel Reese, who last week broke Candace Parker's double-double streak of 12 consecutive games, extends her record to 14 consecutive games. Camila Cardoso, Chicago Sky's other rookie sensation, recorded a double-double in the same game, making WNBA history with a record of rookie duos recording double-doubles in 3 games. Today in sports history. In 1900, Charlotte Cooper becomes the first ever female Olympic champion in any event. Cooper from England was a dominant tennis force from the 19th century through the early 20th century. Cooper had also won 5 singles titles at Wimbledon, which was a record that stood for nearly a century. In 1934, Babe Ruth hits his 700th career home run. He would hit his 700th bomb against the Tigers, which was very characteristic of him, as he had hit more home runs against the Tigers than any other team. Ruth would be the lone member of the 700 home run club until 1973, when Hank Aaron would join him. Have a good day.
And remember, you're listening to Sports Byline USA News. I'm Ben Murphy.
And I'm Alex Dorfler.
would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. Breakfast at Wimbledon went a little bit too quickly for me, if you know what I'm saying, because Carlos Alcaraz gets it done in straight sets over Novak Djokovic. Wins Grand Slam number 4, by the way, Mike Wilson. One at the French, one at the U.S. Open, and now 2 at Wimbledon in back-to-back years. So kudos to Carlos Alcaraz. He's the hottest thing in men's tennis. He's the hottest thing in tennis right now. Let's just keep it real. Coco Gauff was that sensation a couple of years ago. Now it's all about Carlos Alcaraz. A lot going on in the rest of the world with sports too. Don't get me wrong. Major League Baseball, we're almost at the All-Star break, literally at the All-Star break coming up here tomorrow. And then also, obviously, tons to talk about with college football coming into play. So I wanted to get that in this hour with you, my friend. Also, we can talk NBA. Summer League is here. A lot of people making a big deal about the 55th pick in the draft, Bronny James. And I'm why, to be honest with you. If it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Haven't done this yet today. Crazy. Get at us if you'd like to. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on the X thing. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG is the real Dorf on Sports. By the way, fellas, I didn't drop out. I put myself on mute just so both of you guys realize that. So Dorfman messes up every now and then too. So I do apologize. I did not drop out on us. I just hit my mute button and didn't realize I hit my mute button until it was too late. So I ain't mad at myself. I ain't mad at you guys. I'm human. I make mistakes. But like any human, I bounce back. I get back up. I never worry about getting hit and not being able to bounce back and get back into things. So with that being said, you were at Pac-12. You were at Big 12 Media Day. And then there was this Pac-2 Media Day. God, that was freaking crazy. That's all I can say. But let's talk about the Big 12 Media Day and everything that went into that. You got to go. You experienced a lot of good stuff. So share it with me. Share it with the listeners.
Well, look, met a lot of people. I mean, you know me fairly well, Andy. I can talk to pretty much anybody. And met some KU media, met some Oklahoma State, Iowa State people, and you know, had some discussions with people, and when they figured out or when they learned that I, you know, Pac-12 was what I did, they asked about Utah, and I said just pretty clearly, I go, Cam Rising's coming back as quarterback, and he was there, and you know, he's feeling good. He's doing whatever he needs to do to continue to rehab his knee and stuff. But he, Kyle Whittingham said at the media day or media days, excuse me, that Cam Rising, will be fully functional, ready to go, week one. And if that happens, Utah, who hasn't played a down in the Big 12 yet, they're my pick to win it. They are that good. They have that good of a defense. They have a lot of guys coming back from last year's team. They've been to the Rose Bowl 2 years in a row. Now, granted, they haven't won it, but they are, I mean, Andy, you know that I admire Kyle Whittingham, what he's done, and I'm sure you do too, at Utah. Like, Utah is a team that these higher-ranked teams, they get nervous. You wouldn't want to play Utah, because you know when you play Utah, because you spend a little extra time in the hot tub after the game, in the cold tub after the game, trying to just, you know, ease your soreness and your pain from playing such a physical team. I also learned that, you know, Kansas is going to be a team you got to mess with too. According to their media people, could give Utah a pretty good challenge for the conference title. I look at the Big 12 as a fairly deep conference in terms of talent. Look, you got Utah, you got Kansas, Oklahoma State's going to be, they're going to be someone that you don't really want to play. Arizona, the U of A, even though they change coaches, they still have their quarterback down there. They have running backs. They got a stable of receivers at the U of A that are going to make life difficult. The Big 12 and BYU. BYU is going to be tough. They're going to play physical, just like their brethren, you know, at Utah play. It was the first experience with Big 12 Media Day was they're concentrated on their brand, Andy. They know, and I don't think they're going to say this out loud, but they know they're up against, you know, the brand of the Big Ten, the brand of the SEC. I think what they have kind of going for them is, like I just said, the conference in terms of talent is a little bit deeper, in my opinion, than the SEC. I don't know if it's deeper than the Big Ten. The Big Ten, to me right now, is probably the best conference in college football. They have the highest ranked teams. They got talent all over the place. But Big 12 Media Day, look, Deion Sanders with Deion Sanders. He was the leadoff batter, so to speak, on the second day, and he didn't disappoint. Deion was Deion. He's going to put off a lot of people because of his attitude. And I heard a few writers go, man, he is arrogant. He is cocky. I'm like, and I'm sitting there, Andy, just going, what are you shocked about? He's always been this way. It doesn't matter if he was a player or a coach. Like, he is very confident in his ability when he was a player to literally shut down half the field. He's confident in a way that he coaches, and who he has on staff now. So it's gonna be interesting in the Big 12. I still think they're a deep conference, but I still think, I think in people's minds, they're the third best conference out of the Power Four, out there, with the Big Ten and SEC kind of battling it out to see who's the best conference. And then you got the Big 12, and then you got the ACC. There's still a lot to with this realignment that hasn't shaken out yet. And you have some teams in the SEC, you know, Clemson, Florida State, that it looks like they're trying to leave. But the one big thing for them trying to leave is they're going to have to pay these exorbitant amount of exit fees and TV contract penalties and all this kind of stuff. But I don't think realignment's done. I think it's done for maybe the next year or two, and that kind of brings me into the Pac-12, Pac-2, however you want to look at it. What they are trying to do there, and that media event that they put on was great. They're trying to tread water a little bit, and they're trying to find a spot for these two teams in their conference. I truly think, Andy, at some point they're going to try and rebuild the Pac-12. Now it's going to look like the Pac-12 that is it going to look like the Pac-12 that we all grew up with? No. Nope. But I think that's the key. And if someone was to tell you that they know what's going to happen with the Pac-12, Pac-2, the next few years, they're lying to you. The football teams are going to play in the Mountain West. The basketball teams are going to play in the WCC. And you know, there's a lot of questions, but for right now, there is a bit of stability with it. I did talk with the Oregon State head coach and I talked to the Washington State head coach. They were both fairly optimistic and I kind of anticipated them to be this way a little bit. You know, Coach Trent Bray of Oregon State, he's like, look, we just got to concentrate on making the best football product for our fans and for us that we can. We're not really paying attention to what's going on everywhere else. We'll let people like Coach Bray was like, Mike, we'll let people like you and other people kind of speculate on that. But we're here to concentrate on doing what's best for these kids. And the Wazoo coach was roughly the same way. Now, the one thing that I will get to, and we'll bring this up after the break because I hear the music, is there. Yep. They put out a film on these two schools, and we'll get to that after the break.
All right, but if you look at the Mountain West, I'm just going to say this. There could be some regional... They could put together some regional matchups there very easily. So I think some of these Mountain West teams will sooner or later be Pac-12. I agree with you. I think that's in the works in the next couple of years. We got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153, 800-943-2153, 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You can get at us, by the way, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. You know, I was saying this before we went to the break, Mike, and I kind of want to just go back to it for a quick second, because when I think about the Mountain West Conference and I think about the Pac-2 that we have now, which obviously was the Pac-12, I'm just kind of looking up and down this, and how many times did A-State play Fresno State? How many times did they play, like, San Diego State? How many times
San Diego
did they play,
State, right.
How many times did they play San Jose State? You get my point. Like, to me, this is a no-brainer. I'm telling you right now, I see the Mountain West potentially being gone, and then obviously they make it a regional-like conference with the Pac-2 that they have now. But to me, that honestly, bro, that makes, in a world that doesn't make a lot of sense, that makes a lot of sense to me.
Right. No, and look, I'm absolutely going to agree with you on that. You know, how many times has teams from the Northwest played Boise State? How many times? I mean, hell, last year Colorado played Colorado State. Colorado State's in the Mountain West. You know, Wyoming gets their shot at Power Four now, Power Four schools, you know, in their preseason. So I think there's a lot to that. It's going to take a while because there are some financial things, financial aspects of the Mountain West that kind of prohibiting them from kind of just making that jump right now. And I think there's some TV contract stuff that's probably prohibiting them that. But no, I'm right there with you that, that the Pac-2, and the Mountain West at some point are going to join forces, and make it a regional conference. That would be my hope, because you and I both know the West Coast deserves a power conference. They deserve to have some kind of regional type of conference that's considered maybe a power conference. And you know, the other night, you know, and Andy, they held this media thing at the Bellagio up there in Vegas. If you know anything about the Bellagio, that's a different kind of hotel and resort on the Strip as opposed to, like, you know, New York. It is very nice. And these coaches were like, and even the players that they brought were, and I got to talk to the players as well. They all said to the man, like, look, there is some really good football that gets played in the Mountain West. To think that these guys are just going to roll over for us because we're, you know, Oregon State and Washington State and all this, you know, we're coming from a power conference, is absolutely wrong. They're not going to roll over for us. We're going to be the hunted, because people are going to want to get their shots in on a couple of schools that are coming from a Power Five conference, you know, through no fault of their own. I mean, we got to remember that part of it. But, you know, the coaches and the players are like, Don't dog on these kids that are playing in the Mountain West. They play a very good brand of football, and they're going to be looking to knock us off at any point. So we'll see what happens over the course of the next couple of years with all this. I encourage everybody, and Andy, I think I might even send it to you on on Facebook Messenger. They put out showed us this movie short. It was made by a former Oregon State player. And it's called Welcome to the Fight. And I think it encapsulates why Oregon State Wazoo need to be taken seriously, and that we have fan bases. And I say we because everybody knows that listens to the show. I'm an Oregon State alumni. This has been a year of very, very much. I'm a little bitter. Like I'm not joking about it. But this short film encapsulates why the tradition and the fan bases and the teams from these two schools need to be in a conference, you know, in a power conference. And, you know, Andy, I got to talk to Steven Jackson the other night. I got to talk to Ryan Leaf the other night. You know, both of those, you know, Ryan Leaf is Wazoo through and through. Steven Jackson is through and through. And I'll tell you what, Steven Jackson still looks like he can play football. There's no doubt about that. And I even got to talk to all-time great at Wazoo quarterback Jack Thompson. When he was on stage, Andy, he was not mincing his words in terms of how ticked off or pissed off that he was. Like, he used the word pissed like candy, and he's upset. He goes, I will never root for any of these schools that left. He goes, do I understand why they left? Yes. But he was like, look, sometimes you got to look past tradition or past money and see what affects what, and take a 20,000 foot view. And he goes, these teams that left, they didn't take the 20,000 foot view. They took the shiny object. I'm like, yeah, the shiny object was like $60 million in a check that they get from these conferences. Like, so we get that. But if everybody goes to the YouTube channel for the Pac-12, you will see this short film. It's called Welcome to the Fight. Take a look at it, because it may change your mind on, oh, Oregon State Wazoo, yeah, they got left out. They're two small schools. Who cares? No, it may change some people out there. I thought it was very well done.
So here's my biggest problem that I have, okay, with this whole realignment situation that we have upon us at this moment in time. And I'm going to explain it to you the way that I'm thinking. And I want you to maybe shed some light on me as to how this all makes sense. Okay? So we have a Pac-12 that consists of two teams. Okay? Right?
Right.
But it's called the Pac-12. Right. Okay? We have a Big 12 conference that now has 16 teams, but it's called the Big 12. Okay? We have a Big 10. We have a Big 10 that has like 20 teams now, and we call that the Big 10. So my real question to you is this: is we've had realignment where you can pick up and go where you want or where you please. Do we have new conferences coming in the near future too? Like what would you call the Big Ten now? What would you call the Pac-12 now? What would you call the Big 12 now? Did you get what I'm trying to say? Like, the reason they were called that is because that's how many teams were in those conferences for a long, long time. So we've broken tradition. We've broken history. So how do they correct this and make it so that it makes a little sense to the average person?
You know, that is a great question. It's a little above my pay grade, but I have certainly wondered that myself. Like, when you have, like you said, the Big 12 has 16 teams and the Big 10 has 20 teams, and the SEC probably has like 18 teams, or, you know, something crazy.
Yeah, but hold on. Hold on. The ACC and the SEC, they don't have that title. So quite frankly, they can have as many freaking teams as they want. So to me, we have to take them out of the equation of what I'm really getting to here. I'm getting to history. I'm getting to tradition. And I'm not saying that there isn't history and tradition in the SEC. There is. But what I'm saying is, in a weird way, I felt like they left those where they could grow and it wouldn't affect a lot of things. Whereas when you're taking teams away from their conference and then putting them in your conference and diminishing their old conferences, that's the problem. The SEC and the ACC, to me, they don't have that issue because they don't have a number attached to them.
Right.
Does that make sense?
No, it makes sense, and I was getting to it. And my idea is kind of similar to what Chip Kelly said last year. And if everybody sees the video on that, it's worth a look. He basically kind of talks about, look, everybody in football should be independent. Football will take care of itself. Basketball will take care of itself. But he goes, UCLA should be playing Arizona in baseball and softball. And I hear the music and stuff. He basically says, look, turn everybody independent in football. Get them sponsored by these big, like Nike, Amazon, and have their own divisions. And East plays West, and you kind of mix it up that way. So maybe that's something that we got to look at in the future. But for right now, yeah, make it make sense with the numbers you can.
We got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at ya. Get at us if you'd like to. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother, about 20 minutes left in the program or so. I mentioned I want to get this in a while back because it's not making a lot of sense to me. And I know I know why it's being put out there so much, but I also kind of wonder why to a certain degree as well. I'm talking about Bronny James. I'm talking about overanalyzing each and every little thing that this young man does. And of course, I'm not an idiot. I know why the bright light, the spotlight is on him. It's because of his father. But at the same time, he's the 55th pick in the draft. Let's not get absolutely nuts and crazy about overanalyzing each and every little thing that this kid does. Let him grow. Let him be his own man. And just give it some time. But I find it interesting that people all over the world are so interested in what this kid is doing. And obviously, it's because of who his father is. We all get that. But what I'm trying to say is let's not push this narrative and act like he's a lottery pick, because he's not. He was barely picked in the draft, and he was picked in the draft in a position where it doesn't matter if this guy adds anything or he doesn't add anything. Let's just keep it frickin' real. So explain to me why this craze is going on Bronny James. And again, don't tell me it's because of his father, because I know that. And when people are like, well, I had this little bit of a shootout the other day on Facebook with this guy about this whole situation. And the truth is, man, people are making things up. And people are choosing to create their own narrative with this. And there's no other way for me to put this. The guy is the 55th pick in the draft. It doesn't matter what he does in summer league against 80% of guys that won't be playing in the NBA. It makes zero difference. This is just to get a little run up and down the floor for these guys. It's so that you can kind of see who has talent and who doesn't have talent, right? Like, come on, man. It's summer league basketball. You and I could be playing summer league, bro. That's the truth. Like, I'm not freaking kidding about that. 80% of the dudes you're seeing play on that floor will not be playing in the NBA. Maybe even 90%. But it's a big percentage.
Right.
So let's get off this high horse, and let's get off of Bronny James and overanalyzing each and every little thing this kid does. Am I onto something?
No, you and I are simpatico with all this. Like, you know, when he decided to come out, you know, and I saw him play live multiple times, and you know, granted, I knew he's coming off of cardiac arrest and, you know, coming back from that. And I'm very sympathetic to, you know, that, you know, I've had my own issues in the past with it. But, the other thing that I was fully aware of was that USC they had a lot of guys injured this year. So it wasn't like a full team. He was playing out of position. But at the same time, you know, look, two things can be true. Bronny James was not ready, and I still think in my head is not ready for the NBA. Like, he doesn't have that kind of talent. That's why he was picked 55th in the second round of the NBA draft. I don't know how many people really had him on their draft boards to begin with. Probably not a lot, you know, except for the Lakers, and we know why that is. I mean, that's, you know, whatever. But to me, you hit the nail on the head with these people that are on social media and even in the regular media that want to make a big deal out of him making a layup or a 10-foot jump shot. I'm like, okay, if you think you belong in the NBA, you should do that on the regular. That shouldn't be an issue. What Bronny's going to run into, he's short. NBA standards, USC listed him at 6'4". The NBA took his height at the combine, and he's 6'1". Now, he has a great vertical leap. He has, you know, that kind of stuff. But his game is just not there yet. He's going to spend the majority of his time in the G League. That's where he's going to be. And I think people just need to leave him alone. Let him do this journey the way he wants to do it, or the way it's going to go. And then after 2-3 years, then you can kind of start making, you know, these comments about him being ready, him being not ready, and, you know, the narratives come after that. But he's played like what, 3 summer league games, and he's scored. Yeah, I don't know if he's scored in double digits yet. Like, I don't see that happening. Plus, Andy, you know, he's going to get on. He gets on the court. There's a massive target on his back, on his chest, with the rest of these players. They would love nothing more than to get a dunk on him to block his shot in some kind of just, you know, highlight fashion, you know, to shut him down offensively, you know, that kind of thing, to make a name for themselves. But these narratives that come out after every single little possession or every single little missed shot is just nuts. And you're not doing the kid any favors. Let the kid develop on his own time. Let him do what he needs to do. Just leave him the you know what alone, so he can become maybe a very serviceable professional. Okay, like, I mean, that's my feeling on it. But you certainly hit nails on the head with these narratives that people on social media or people in the regular media are coming up with.
All right, so let's discuss this now. Jalen Brunson gets that nice extension, takes $113 million less than what he'd be eligible yep. for, I believe, at the end of this season. Dude, that's a boss move, bro. I'm sorry, but I got to give him credit.
Yep.
It's a boss move, man, because you know what? He understands that $156 million is enough to live on for the next 4 years. Thank God, man. Thank God for that, right? But no, my point is, obviously, right. He wants to get players around him, okay? And
right.
When I think about this, I think about the situation that my squad is in, the Milwaukee Bucks, and I'm kind of wondering, you know, why in the world wouldn't some of the Bucks guys do the same kind of thing? You know what I mean? Like, come on, man. How much money do people need to feed their family? Okay, so when you've got a couple of dudes making like $60 million each, it doesn't give you a lot of flexibility. So to me, this is such a boss move by Jalen Brunson to show you his will and his desire to win. I'm sorry, but like this speaks volumes to me, and I'm telling you right now, I want that dude on my team today, tomorrow, twice on Sundays. I want that dude on my team because you know what? You hear me say this a lot, Mike. This guy gets it, okay? This kid gets mm-hmm. it.
Yep.
He knows that Bridges is going to be up for an extension. The other guys are going to be up for extension. And again, 156 mil is enough to feed his family, is enough to live, and he doesn't have to worry about things, okay? But at the end of the day, this is a winning attitude. And obviously, I'm kind of having a little bit of fun with it because 156 million bucks is a hell of a lot of freaking money, bro. But at the same time, he could have waited and he could have gotten a lot more. But what's important to him? Winning. Winning. That's what's important to him. And other people can say winning is important to them, but your actions speak louder than your words, okay? And his actions...
LeBron James.
Yeah, but well, hey, you know what? LeBron, again, man, he's doing everything he can to put more money in his pocket, okay? I'm sorry, but that's the truth. And to take 104 mil for 2 years, like that's not doing anybody any favors. So to me, Jalen Brunson is a stud. Jalen Brunson is a boss, man. This dude gets it. I want to go to war with a guy like that. That's what I'm saying, Mike.
No, that's what I was saying when I said LeBron James. Like LeBron could have learned something, you know. Even though obviously he signed his contract before Brunson did, but he could have took less, you know, and gave the Lakers more flexibility and going out and getting maybe a DeMar DeRozan, you know, signing him or, you know, somebody else to a big time contract. And instead he lined his pockets. And not that, you know, LeBron James is the last person, one of the few people on the planet doesn't even need any more money. He has more money than God. You know, we all know that. But yeah, no, when I saw that, I'm like, Brunson gets it. Someone got in his ear and be like, look, Tom Brady took less over the course of his career, probably more than anybody in the NFL. And what does he have? He has championships. He's considered the GOAT of his sport. You know, Brunson probably heard that, probably saw that. He's not a stupid kid. And went, that's what I want to do. I want to make sure that Mikal Bridges is here a long time. Maybe even his buddy Josh Hart, or, you know, maybe they can go out and get somebody, you know, another big name that comes through free agency. And I'm like, no, he absolutely gets it. I would want Brunson on my team all day long.
Yeah, and to me, this tells me that the Knicks may not be done. That's what it tells me, to be honest with you. Okay, one more thing we got to get in before we get the hell out of here today. USA basketball team, your thoughts about this one compared to maybe the greatest team of all time, the Dream Team. What do you think? Do these guys compare at all to that?
You got certain qualified Hall of Famers, you know, on this edition of it. There may be a few guys on that team that may not make it. You can't argue with the 92 team. Every one of those players, the professional players that were on that team, are in the Hall of Fame. You know, the only one that's not is Leitner. I think the Jaylen Brown thing is interesting from a basketball standpoint. You replace Kawhi with Derek White. I have no problem with that, but I mean, come on. Jaylen Brown's a better version of Kawhi at this point in his career.
True. We got to take a break. We got to take a break. So. I hear that music just like you do. So we'll take a break. We'll do what we do at this when we come back, which is called Parting Shots. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Keep it close. You're listening to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Welcome back in, people, for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and real quickly before we do our parting shots, obviously you can get at us a couple few different ways. On the X thing for Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. Parting shot time, my friend. You are up.
Look, my parting shot goes out to the back-to-back winner of Wimbledon, Carlos Alcaraz. I mean, we don't see back-to-backs hardly in anything anymore. Now the question is, can he do it three times in a row? And, you know, and like Andy, you said, a lot of people expect this guy maybe could get 25 to 30 majors, and he's young. But, hey, you got back-to-back at Wimbledon. Congrats, man.
Pretty impressive stuff. Not going to lie. You know me, man. I'm like one of those dudes. I like the guy that's been pushing for a long, long time, and I can appreciate the greatness from both sides of this equation. We have new, young greatness in Carlos Alcaraz. And we have old greatness in Novak Djokovic. And unfortunately, Father Time is looking at Novak Djokovic right now and saying, listen, man, I'm pushing you. And I'm kind of beating you right now. This young guy has a little bit of an edge on you, mentally, physically, emotionally. So, yeah, it's a tough task right now to be filling those shoes late in your career where you're getting to finals and you're wondering if this might be the last time you get to a final. So, kudos to Carlos Alcaraz going back-to-back at Wimbledon, and kudos to Novak Djokovic for getting back to a final 6 weeks after a major surgery. So, for Mike Wilson, John Poulter, Robert, I'm the Dorfman, saying peace. We'll catch you guys next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody. Have a great day.
Ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.